If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello there, dear listeners. I'm Wincy.
I'm CJ.
And you're listening to
The Telebaba Tapes.
Telebaba Tapes.
Episode 126, Summer Movies.
Yeah. Sorry, walang previous episode. Or like,
yep.
I think we missed a week.
Nagkasakit si CJ tapos yung boses niya hindi masyadong okay for recording. So, we'll be releasing back-to-back episodes. Thank you, Pod Pals, for being patient.
Or week after week. Kumbaga parang walang wait time. Parang, dalawang magkasunod sa 2 weeks. Parang ganun. Anyway.
And sorry rin sa boses ni CJ, medyo na ano pa ngayon.
Yeah, I'm still sick. A little. Like, I'm recovering. Yeah. It was a strange flu.
Tunog yeah. Ya si Pressman ulit yung boses mo.
Baka. Sabi nila.
Anyway, so, this episode will be released.
Ano?
Hopefully on a Good Friday. Kasi Holy Week na next week.
Yes, yes, yes.
And from last year, we released an episode called Summer Songs.
Yep, yep, yep.
So, gusto namin sundan yung tradition na yun. Ngayon naman, Summer Movies.
Yes.
Kasi, we hate the summer.
Hindi naman hate the summer, but like, it's not our favorite.
Oo.
Time. Kasi init talaga. Init. Ang taas ng kuryente.
Oo. Yun. And also, dahil takot rin ako sa ano, sa skin cancer.
Okay.
Kung mainit na yung panahon na ganito.
Aha.
Yung papuntang Holy Week.
Oh.
Sa bahay lang talaga ako.
Bakit?
Ayoko yung naarawan ako ng ganitong panahon.
Oh.
For fear of skin cancer.
Okay.
So, wala. Magbababad na lang ako sa ano?
Saan?
Movies. And music and books. And so,
oh,
what we're discussing for this episode are the movies we usually watch
during summers.
So wait, clarify natin kung ba usually kung sinabing summer movie yan, yung parang, uy, blockbuster yan.
It's a very,
baka
American
kasi
sila. Idea.
Oh, yung summer movie.
Yung term pala. American
yung summer
term.
Movie, yan yung usually mga franchise movies.
Superhero movies. Children's. Teens. Tweens. Ganon, no?
YA.
Oh, parang kasi sa States, summer blockbuster is like…
Yung summer nila, I think June, July, August eh.
Oo. Oh, pero parang ano nila yun, MMFF nila yun, no?
Oo, oh, mismo.
Ganon. Yan.
Kung ang MMFF natin ay December, na puro blockbusters, na big stars, sa kanila, I think, after Super Bowl.
Ah, yun.
Sa Super Bowl, pinapalabasan nila yung mga MMFF, quote-unquote, entries nila.
Yung parang trailer-trailer, teasers.
Teasers, oo.
Yep.
Tapos, ilalabas nga nila yung buong slate, sunod-sunod yun. Mala MMFF talaga yung model, tama.
Yep.
Pero,
kumbaga, as in like, it was MMFF sa atin, meaning commercial success yung
pera.
Goal. Oo, yun.
Kasi yung mga matatalinong movies, or yung mga…
Grabe ka naman.
Hindi, you know what I mean. Cerebral. Cerebral movies and…
Ay, like yung Oscar baits.
Ay, yung historical dramas.
Uh-oh.
Yung historical dramas and biopics and movies about mental health.
Basta yung mga, ano, more thought-provoking.
Usually, lumalabas yan. November, December.
Fall. Fall. Tsaka, ano,
baliktad sa atin. Pero, sad, may nabasa akong article.
Okay.
baka 3 years na lang yung movie theaters.
Di naman siguro. Parang hindi.
Ako naniniwala ko rin. Dahil sa Netflix at streaming,
hmm,
magiging parang theaters for rent na siya na mas maliit. For private events.
Hope,
pero yun, sige, let's first sidebar. Uh-huh. First sidebar, kasi we're summer nga, tapos movies, tapos okay, mainit and malls.
Pero sa atin, so i-define natin yung...
Hindi, ano ba? Gusto ko lang malaman muna ano yung take mo na pwede na magsara yung theaters and hindi na tayo magkakaroon ng theatrical experience the way we used to.
Well, I think, nasasad ako syempre kasi I enjoy going to the cinema. I like the experience of watching a movie with strangers. Alam mo yun, yung shared experience. Like, nai-enjoy ko yung kunwari sabay-sabay kayo tatawa or sabay-sabay kayo magre-react sa isang moment. Iba yun eh. Iba yung pakiramdam. And iba din yung, there are certain movies that I feel should be seen in the big screen. And there are movies na pang ano, laptop, diba? Or pang TV. Like for example, I cannot imagine myself seeing Mad Max Fury Road for the first time on a laptop.
I can.
Ayoko.
Okay.
Like, The Service or like...
Star Cinema movies.
I think Star Cinema movies, hindi kasi sila as larger than life or as...
Sensory.
Oo. So parang fine, okay lang.
Kumbaga dialogue-driven kasi, hindi spectacle.
Oh, like, I don't need their faces na sobrang laki, diba? Pero if you have, let's say, Poor Things, it was a pretty epic.
Kasi parang painting siya na
cinema
malaki.
Cinema experience,
no?
Yeah.
Parang mural.
Yeah. And even, like, I recently watched The Favorite sa Netflix na. Pero sa TV natin, parang I feel kind of, I regret na I didn't see it in the big screen.
Pero feeling ko yun rin yung papatay sa theaters eh, yung malalaking TV.
I hate kayong mga home theater. I hate the concept of home theater. I hate it.
Pero yung TV natin, medyo malaki yan ah.
Pero hindi siya parang fancy home theater.
Ay, yung may sound na Dolby.
Basta ayoko yung idea na meron kang room, meron kang family entertainment room.
Oh, ito nga, as I mentioned previously, as I mentioned previously in an episode, in a previous episode, the way I like watching movies is on my phone with my headphones.
Yeah, you mentioned. Ako gusto ko yung full
immersive. Kahit Mad Max pa yan,
ano?
Or Marvel, well, hindi na masyadong sikat yung Marvel Cinematic Universe. Basta kung Mad Max yan, or whatever blockbuster. Phone ako.
I cannot.
Phone and headphones.
Like,
at madilim na kwarto, aircon. Pwede kong i-pause, pwede akong umihi anytime. Pwede akong uminom ng tubig. Kung maganda na yung plot.
Ako, ano, hindi. I like the big screen.
To be honest, yeah. I won't miss the theater.
I will miss the theater. I miss the, as in, I enjoy it so
I'm not,
much.
Na-realize ko, I'm not a theater guy.
Kasi gusto ko din yung challenge na I am staying put.
Nah. Gusto ko yung umiihi ako.
Hindi, pero yun. So, ayoko
yung feeling also
talaga.
Yung kumakain ka ng popcorn tapos parang pangit nitong popcorn na to. Parang gusto kong jumebs pero ang ganda ng story. Yung iipitin mo. Ayoko yun eh.
Eh, ba't ka kumain? Like, may movie kasi na huwag ka kakain eh, di ba?
Tsaka, I'm a pauser. Meaning, I like pausing the movies. Parang bookmark sa libro.
That's why Wincy and I cannot
watch
together. Like, we cannot
Siguro
watch
in
together.
The movie, kasi like, ano, I have super strange viewing habits. Like, di ba Oscars 2 weeks ago? So parang, sige, sasampulan ko tong Oppenheimer at Killers of the Flower.
Killers of the Flower Moon.
One hour in, both movies. Okay, I'll watch it some other time. Haba eh.
Ako kasi yung last ko ang pinanood, The Favorite, di ba? Parang, kasi
mga 3 hours yun, di ba?
Mga 2 hours lang.
Ah, 2 hours lang.
Parang, di ba nga nagkasakit ako, tapos parang nagbablur na yung mga araw, yung dates, yung oras. yung life experience ko, parang blur na siya. So parang kailangan ko ng something, some new stimuli.
Ito kung may napansin ko sa'yo, tuwing may sakit ka, mas marami ka napapanood.
Siyempre, that's the only thing I can do.
Read. Podcast.
Hindi, kasi
video
parang...
Video games.
No, because watching movie is something I can do in the dark.
You can listen to a podcast in the dark.
No, it's too... Gusto ko kasi nakikinig sa podcast habang nag-multitask eh.
You can read a book on Kindle.
No, I don't like. Gusto ko actual book.
Pero nagagets ko yung sinasabi mo. Yun yung one of the pleasures of being in this time. Being alive in this time. Because of the cell phone. You can do things in the dark.
But I'm not watching.
Kasi before, panaginip ko yun eh. Yung parang,
in my phone.
Shit, gusto ko magbasa sa madilim na kwarto.
Oh.
Eh dati, wala nga akong kwarto. I shared it with my brothers.
Oh.
Tapos maasar sila kung magbubukas ako ng ano.
Ng lamp.
Lamp.
Oh.
Tapos sa gabi naman, may na-date akong girl dati, ang kwento niya sa akin. Since nakatira, natutulog rin siya with her sisters. Babasa siya ng libro raw with a flashlight. Sinubuhan ko yun, ang sakit sa mata.
Ang sakit sa mata nun, tsaka nakaka-fuck up ng parang color recognition yun.
Oh, kasi yung wala namang flashlight na white eh. Bihira
yung flashlight ang pangit ng color recognition
so,
sa mata.
Super lumabo yung mata niya. Kasi nagbabasa siya mga novels daw habang tulog na yung mga kapatid niya. So ako, ngayon na, well, yung Kindle ko nasa yun na. Yung Kindle on the iPhone.
Pwede but you don't like using your Kindle too.
I like the Kindle app.
Why? I hate using my phone to
read. Anyway,
ayun,
I like doing things in the, doing things in the dark. Tapos yung only source of illumination ay yung cellphone.
Hate ko yun.
I know. Kanya-kanya.
I hate ko siya. Like I can watch a movie sa laptop or sa TV, not sa phone.
I cannot watch. Hindi na ako nanonood ng movie sa laptop, hindi na ako nanonood ng movie sa iPad.
O kaya ka laging gulat na, oh, ganda ng speaker ng laptop mo ha.
Ayoko nang maingay. Ayoko yung mga Dolby, yung mga ganun.
Ayoko
na,
yun.
Na ano ko.
Too fancy. Like, gusto
although
ko.
Although naalala mo, yung pumunta tayo sa BGC nun, yung Mad Max Fury Road. Na,
I hated that.
Mga pangalawang beses.
I hated that.
Yung una kasi nanonood tayo ng Mad Max Fury Road. Yung regular cinemas lang. Tapos yung nabili ko pala.
4D
na umaandar yung seats.
Hate mo yun. Hate.
What about
the
Rialto ride in Enchanted Kingdom?
Okay lang. Kasi ride siya eh.
Pero yung Mad Max Fury Road na yun, naalala ko may tubig.
May usok.
May
like,
usok.
What the fuck?
What the fuck? Roller coaster?
Let the movie
speak for itself.
Or cinema nga siya eh, di ba? Cinema. So suspend mo yung disbelief mo. Huwag nyo na akong lagyan ng mga pizzas. Hindi ko kailangan yan. Parang confident ako kay George Miller na kaya niya akong kumbinsihin dun sa mundo na yun without, you know, additional physical experiences.
Speaking of Mad Max Fury Road, ang excited na movie kami ni CJ coming this year
is Furiosa
yeah. With Anya Taylor-Joy.
Yeah. Gusto ko yan makita sa big screen.
Kung ipapalabas pa yun dito.
Yun. So anyway, ayun, we digress.
It's a good digression.
Yeah.
So anyway, define a summer movie muna. So, hindi nga siya, number one, sabi mo, hindi siya summer blockbuster.
Uh-oh.
Number two, hindi rin siya yung movies na about summer, like nasa beach or...
Not necessarily.
Nag-adventure.
Like anything that evokes, you know, the feeling of summer or comforting you.
Hindi, sige. On that subject muna,
diba?
Do you like movies that are summery? Summery.
Like summer set? Ganon.
Oh, set in the summer, maaraw, beachy, may vacation.
I don't mind. I think yung mga hinanda ko medyo along those lines. Yun. For me, yung summer movies, similar to like our last episode about songs of summer. Our movies na para kang sinasamahan either dun sa init or sinasamahan ka dun sa boredom mo during summer.
Mm-hmm.
Or basically movies that make my summer break or my summer weekends a little worthwhile or less boring. Escapist. Parang ganun. Yun yung ano ko.
Kasi ako dati, to be honest, naalala ko yung summer na lumabas yung Star Wars na digitally remastered when I was in high school. Super init nung summer na yun. As in, yung ang sakit sa balat, naihilo ko.
Holy Week movie yun sa akin eh.
So ang ginawa ko, with the little savings I had, pumunta ako sa Evergotesco. Mag-isa. Tapos nanood ako ng Empire Star Wars Empire Strikes Back.
Oh.
Eh di ba puro ice yung movie na yun?
Oh.
Kung hindi sa ice, hindi ice, ano, Cloud City. So yun, parang nawala yung sakit ng ulo ko kasi ang lamig nung imagery eh. Kaya nga weird. Ayoko masyadong manood ng summery or summer set movie kung March, April, May.
Kasi, eh, but that's the perfect time to watch it. Alam pa naman panoorin mo siya during monsoon.
Yes, baliktad.
Ah, okay.
Kung maulan, dun ako na ng summer movies.
Ayoko. Ako balik, like, inaayon ko siya. So, parang kung, ano na, Vermont, like, monsoon weather sa atin, tas sasabayan ko siya ng mga, yung malalamig, yung mga sad ng konti.
Pero, sige.
Holiday movies.
Digression again. Actually, hindi masyadong digression kasi related naman eh. What's your favorite seasonal setting in a movie?
I'm guessing we're using the four seasons.
And sige, four seasons pero kung Pilipino movie, tag-ulan, tag-araw. At tag-ulan or ano? Tag-araw, tag-ulan, tag-lagas.
Wala tayong ganun.
Tag-lagas.
Wala. Not tayo fall. Well, mahirap ka, bihira yung ano.
Oh, you know me. I like autumn. I love movie set in autumn.
Sige nga, ano.
As in, kung may autumn na, okay, I'm sold. I'm gonna watch it.
Usually, ano yan, Halloween
movies. Dead
Poets
Society.
Eh.
Adam's Family.
Yeah.
Netflix is Wednesday.
I think overall, yung energy ko is like fall, autumn.
Like, sige nga, what?
When Harry Met Sally.
Yes. Parang so oranges,
yeah.
Reds, browns,
yeah.
Konting greens, tapos
yes.
Medyo muted, di ba?
Ayun nga, and Wednesday,
dried leaves,
Beetlejuice.
Pa-Halloween nga.
Anything Halloween is towards, you know, autumn.
Ang ganda nga ng ano, tsaka very photogenic kasi.
Yeah. Tsaka
pwede rin pala siyang pang horror. Yung
horror
autumn.
Siya talaga. Horror siya. Parang iba yung feel.
Yung mga Friday the 13th.
Oh, eerie.
Nightmare on Elm Street. Medyo autumn na yun.
Fall. Oh. Yun. Pero gusto ko din yung set, yung mga holiday movie. Christmas. Yung pa-winter.
Pa-winter o winter na?
Pa-winter lang. Hindi ako masyado fan ng mga set in the snow. Like, I don't care masyado. Yung mga snow. Snowy movies.
What if yung snow na horror?
Okay like the thing. Lang. Okay lang. Mas gusto ko yung horror pag summer.
Napansin ko nga. Pansinin mo kung sci-fi. Palaging either winter or scorching summer.
Siyempre.
Nakakita ka na ng, ito yung challenge ko nga sa mga sci-fi directors or sci-fi producers. Nakakita ka na ng sci-fi film na set in the autumn season?
Probably meron.
I'm sure meron in the whole history of cinema and sci-fi. Pero wala akong maisip at all. Hindi. Autumn, fall, horror, drama, a little bit of comedy, pero sci-fi, walang autumn na sci-fi.
Hanap tayo. Feeling ko meron.
Sige, Pod Pals, kung may maisip kayong sci-fi movie or kahit sige, superhero blockbuster movie set in the autumn season. Parang wala.
Oh. Anyway. Ayun. Well, pero mas gusto ko yung rainy scenes sa cinematic kasi siya. Like, is
autumn din yun.
Ish, yeah, I guess. Like, yeah, Yeah, in the like gusto kaya gusto kong nanonood ng UK English series or like Irish series
such as
Normal People. Yung mga Sally Rooney. Yun, gusto ko yun. Gusto ko malamig.
Because of the weather.
Yung imagery lang ng ano, ng rainy, gray UK. Yun. I enjoy that. Yun. Tapos kasi yung summer, di ba parang balik natin sa summer. Isang summer, hindi na to counted. Pero, kasi series siya. Pero, one distinct series for me na gusto ko na set in the summer is White Lotus. Yun, Italy. Diba?
Beachy.
Beach.
The Amalfi Coast.
Oh, Southern Italy or Southern France. Ganyan. Yun. Tuscany.
Strangely though, around the early 2000s, nagkaroon ng trend na 2000 to 2005, I think. Ang daming beach movies.
Beach ba? Ang dami for me, yung
memory
ko. Well,
nagsimula yan sa ano?
Sa
Leonardo DiCaprio in The Beach.
Yes.
Tapos,
ayun. Ano yung kay Blake Lively?
Meron rin si Matthew McConaughey tsaka si Kate Hudson.
Then, ano? Ano yun? How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days? Oh,
tapos meron rin si Jessica Alba.
Ano yun?
Into the Blue.
O, basta may time ng puro surf movies, di ba?
Tsaka beach. Beach movies.
Beach movies.
Or parang heist movie set in a beach resort.
Mm.
It's 2000 to 2005 siya.
Yeah.
Medyo DVD-DVD era.
Yeah.
Na parang, uy, makikita mo yung covers, uy, may naka-bikini. Tapos nasa beach.
Mm.
A Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
I hate that movie, sorry. Parang walang charm lahat nung nandun eh.
Yan, talaga?
Ewan ko, walang charisma lahat
si
ng
ano,
bida dun.
Favorite mo yun na, si...
Sino?
Yung girl doon na nasa ano, The Good Place.
Si Veronica Mars, si Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell, oh.
No, I realize I just like Eleanor in The Good Place. Anyway, ayun. Pero for if yung memory mo of like 2000 summer movie ay puro beach, ako naman, yung memory ko of like the 2000 summer movie, puro lahat set in Italy. Parang lahat pumunta sa Italy.
O si ano, di ba? Si Diane Lane, Under the Tuscan.
Yes. Kasi meron akong mode na ganun eh, na yun yung mga paper ko. Like, one favorite is the Amanda Seyfried Letters to Juliet. Gusto ko yung mga yun. As in, ayaw na ayaw ako dyan sa mga, yung pupunta sila sa ano, sa Italian countryside. Tapos, ano, wala lang.
So, summer in Italy. Iba yun.
Oo nga, alam ko. But that's like the 2000
summer. In Europe. Tapos iba meron pang Euro trip.
Okay lang yan.
Okay. Tapos meron pa si, what's his face, si...
Ano?
Amanda Bynes.
Oh.
Yung na-stranded sila sa ano?
Sa
beach. I forgot the name.
Sydney White ba yan?
Hindi eh.
Oh, anyway. Okay, so, let's start.
So, our summer movie. So, not necessarily set in the summer, but personally,
papanoorin
the movies that
siya.
We watch during summer.
Or parang it's the movie you would watch during summer. Yun.
Kahit hindi summery yung movie.
Oh. Well, yung mga sagot ko ba medyo summery. Anyway. I'll go.
Okay, my first entry.
Oh.
Ito, summery, pero American.
Okay.
So, lumaki ako ng 80s na may genre na siya ngayon natawag, actually.
Ano?
Amblin-esque.
Ay, yun.
Or kids and bikes movies.
Parang Stranger Things.
Yes, doon ang galing yung Stranger Things. So, yeah.
Or
lumaki ako until the early 90s, may mga movies pang ganito.
Yung parang mga
usually
Spielberg
apat,
yan.
Usually, apat sila to six. Kaya nga, Amblin. Amblin is Steven Spielberg's production company. Kaya Amblin-esque.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So, itong genre na to, kids on bikes.
Okay.
Marami siyang iterations. And yun, the most famous of which are Goonies.
Yes, the Goonies. Ano po ba? Counted yung E.T., no?
E.T., oh. Yeah. Si J.J. Abrams may ginawa yung Super
8. Super 8. Oo. Yeah.
Before ano pa yan? Stranger Things.
I love Super
Tapos,
8.
Tapos,
ano?
Pod Pals, kung may maisip kayo.
Madami yan eh.
O, The Sandlot.
Actually, medyo summer movie yung Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Oo, yun. Hindi, summer talaga. Ayun. Set siya in summer.
Ayun. I mean, ano? Amblin-esque?
Amblin-esque. Yun. Or Kids on Bikes na.
Yun. Oh, so,
Stranger Things din naman, summer eh.
Oo nga. Oh.
With ang ano, pero ang favorite ko sa lahat nun.
Ah, It pala.
Ayun. Yes, It.
Oh, love
usually, it. Nagsisimula to parang, may narrator palagi. Na I remember the summer of 1955.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Tapos ang maganda pa sa kanya, may parang, may mood siya kaagad. Uh-huh. Na parang, nostalgia.
My girl, yan.
Yan, my, exactly. Yan, my girl. Uh-huh. Kumbaga, may mood siya kaagad na, I remember the greatest summer of my life.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I remember the summer that my friend died. Palaging uh-huh. ganun eh. Uh-huh. May narrator sa umpisa.
Bridge to Therapy, siya ganun.
Oo.
Oh. Oh.
Tapos, usually yung first scene pa ay the last day of school.
Oo. Uh-huh.
So, yeah. My favorite amongst these kids on bike movies
oh.
is Stand By Me.
Mm. Sina River Phoenix.
Oh.
Ralph Macchio.
De, si ano? Will Wheaton.
Ayun.
Tama, River Phoenix. Bago siya namatay. And this was based... This was based on a Stephen King novella called The Body.
Oh.
Nakakaiyak siya pero at the same time adventure pa rin siya.
Mm-mm.
Kasi yung MacGuffin nga nila, yung mission nila that summer is may batang namatay sa train tracks. Hanapin nila yung bangkay. Tapos yung reward money gagamitin nila for to buy something.
Oh.
So yun, nag-adventure sila.
Bakit mo siya favorite? Bakit hindi Goonies or like...
Kasi may malalim yung Stand By Me.
Mm.
Tapos, yung bida niya pa is a writer.
Mm.
Tapos, it's a, na, natuwa ako na it's a Stephen King story. Pero walang horror.
Basic, pero medyo ano eh.
True crime.
Oo. Oh, well.
Oo. Tapos, ang ganda nung kwentuhan nila. Tapos, apat pa yung bida na lalaki lahat. Tapos, mararamdaman mo yung parang dynamics ng male friendships during those precious years. Kasi, nagkukwento yung narrator, after that summer daw, nag-ibang school na sila. Hindi na sila nag-uusap after nung matanda na sila. Until may namatay na isa sa kanila. Si River Phoenix.
Kaya nga.
Nanabaril siya.
Oh.
Nabaril siya sa, ano, sa isang bar. Tapos, ayun, nagsimula na yung narration niya na I remember the greatest summer of my life. Ganun.
Mm.
So, ang gusto ko sa mga ganito kasi parang, number one, well, adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, it closes in, it focuses on the friendship between boys na Ngayon nga, parang hindi na masyadong pronounced sa cinema.
I think that's what's missing. Like, showing young boys how to be friends.
Stranger Things. Apat din
pero
sila,
diba? Parang may central character pa din
saka
si
yun,
Eleven.
Yung gusto ko yung walang ligawan. Gets mo yun?
Oh.
Na strangely, Stand By Me was one of our inspirations for the movie I made with Ramon Bautista.
San Lazaro.
Oo, na what if
ano?
Yung tatlong bida doon ay nagkaroon ng Stand By Me adventure nung bata sila.
Okay.
Tapos, tinignan natin yung adults na sila ngayon.
Oh. Ayun. Ganda.
So, nagustuhan ni, when we were writing the script ni Ramon Bautista, gets na gets niya. Kaya marami kaming, uy, naalala mo pa yung ganito, ganyan, nung bata tayo. Kasi mayroon kaming, hindi na nakita sa script, pero may backstory kami na, kaming tatlo nung kapatid, nung karakter ni Nico Manalo, nagkaroon ng quote-unquote adventure nung bata kami.
Bakit wala yun sa ano, sa final cut?
Wala, hindi namin nila, no? Minention lang.
Exposition lang.
Exposition, oo. Kumbaga, it's one of those backstories. Pero yun, one of our inspirations was
Stand By Me.
Tapos, strangely, nagkaroon nung 90s, Stand By Me na mga babae na version.
Now and Then yun.
Now and Then, exactly. Oh. With Gabby Hoffman and...
Sobra ko na-bore sa Now and Then.
Maganda yun.
I think I was too young when I watched it.
Okay, so...
Like, I didn't...
Thora Birch and ano yan? Thora Birch and...
And...
Gabby Hoffman.
Yes, yes. And Christina Ricci.
And Christina Ricci. So, yung apat na yun, apat na lalaki, apat na babae. Now and Then and Stand By Me, yun ang mga ano ko, childhood favorites ko. Noong high school, pinag-aralan ko yung mga yun.
Okay.
Yung beats, yung storytelling, yung dialogue.
Aha.
Actually, sorry, ito pa, napansin ko yung mga summer movies na ganun. Super rewatchable siya.
Oo.
Kasi ang daming kwentuhan, ang daming gagandang moments.
And para ka kasing may kausap na old friend, di ba? Like, it gives you nostalgia, comfort.
Tsaka yung ano nga, Now and Then at Stand By Me, para siyang Goonies na malungkot, no?
Oo, actually.
Yung Goonies kasi, tsaka yung Adventures in Babysitting.
Fun, eh.
Parang fun, tapos yung adventure nila, yeah, let's go on another, ganun. Pero yung ano, parang may namatay sa kanila.
Oo, medyo may bigat, tsaka, you know that you're not 10. Diba? But after mo panoorin yan, parang, alam mo, okay, mag-12 na ako or mag-13 years old na ako. Ganun.
Yun, tsaka ano rin siya, yung feeling ko, kaya may tinge siya ng sadness. Is because, yung parang, yung message siguro ni Stephen King or ng mga directors ng Stand By Me at Now and Then is, sobrang fleeting nung childhood. Na sobrang isang kindat lang tapos na. Tapos, ayoko yung mga voiceover talaga sa end. Naiiyak ako sa gano'n.
Maybe you should try to do something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, nagawa ko na naman with my movie.
Hindi nakakayak yung San Lazaro.
Hindi, pero, di ba may parang may nagbabasa rin ng letters. The same beats talaga as Stand By Me.
Eh, pero comedy kasi.
Okay. Comedy rin naman yung Stand By Me.
Pero walang tenderness yung San Lazaro. Admit mo na.
Yeah.
Parang funny.
Seth Rogen.
Oh.
Rogen.
Yes.
Anyway, so what's yours?
My first entry is Karate Kid 2. Specifically, Karate Kid 2.
Na one set in Okinawa.
Yes. For me, that's
summer
a,
din yun,
that
diba?
Is a summer movie for me. Because, like, I don't know if I've shared this previously sa ibang episodes, but if you have your, you know, Star Wars or Star Trek, parang my Star Wars is probably Karate Kid.
Pero ganun ba kalawak yung universe niya? Na
well,
Star
na-expand
Trek
siya dahil sa
Cobra
ano,
Kai. Ngayon, oo. Pero dati hindi.
Pero dati parang ano lang, apat lang. Apat lang siya. Para Star Wars.
Mm-mm.
Diba? Pero specifically, yung Karate Kid 2 for me is a summer movie. Because, well, una, umalis sila sa States eh. Diba? Parang nagbakasyon sila sa Okinawa. And it was by the beat, halos pareho nung first Karate Kid, pero baliktad. Parang si Miyagi yung nabubully, tapos siya yung, parang pinagbaliktad yung hero's journey ni Miyagi tsaka ni Daniel. So, for me, yung elements of a summer movie na bakasyon, tapos pupunta ka sa sort of, yung dalawang bida, yung isa home niya yun, hometown niya, yung kasama niya, strange place yun sa kanya. So, he has to learn like the customs of Okinawa, yung small history ng village nila, ganun. So, sobrang fun for me yung Karate Kid 2. Tapos, I think, like you, you're missing yung ganun ng wala nang male friendships na mga bata, diba? Na walang ligawan. Ito, namimiss ko yung inter... Ano ba tawag dyan? Yung diverse yung age
intergenerational
group.
Intergenerational friendship.
Kasi I think people are so obsessed with
parang mali
conformity
na
ngayon eh.
Tsaka
no?
Mali na magkaroon ng matandang kaibigan ngayon.
Oo, suddenly mali. Feeling ko parang if
creepy
ngayon
na.
Oo, parang sasabihin nila creepy si Miyagi or like ano yan, groomer ba siya or like whatever or pedophile ba siya. Pwedeng ganunin ngayon eh.
Pwede, feeling ko uso yan ng 80s kasi di ba si ano, Marty McFly and Doc
yes.
Brown.
Tapos wala naman siyang anything na masama talaga. In fact, parang guide pa siya on masculinity, di ba? Like, tinuturuan pa. Kasi si Daniel wala siyang dad eh. Single mom yung mom niya. Tapos parang naging father or grandfather figure pa si Miyagi. So talagang lahat nung values niya or values of like what a gentleman is, how a gentleman fights, how a gentleman conducts himself. Tinuro pa ni Miyagi. Tapos, I mean, for me, Asian yung persuasion, hindi Western yung world. So, for me, sobrang fun nun panoorin.
Pero, tatanong ko lang sa'yo, you were how old?
When I watched it?
Yeah.
Well, basically, it's my dad's influence. Kasi parang...
Kumbaga pinamana niya
sa'yo.
So, pero yun na nga, interested ako na...
Siguro mga ano ko, 10, ganun.
Panlalaki yung Karate Kid eh. Di ba? Parang Miyagi and ano, Daniel.
Yes.
Paano yung... Ano, how did you view it as a young lady?
I guess kasi...
A young girl.
Bilang mga babae at... Sorry, ito na. Mapupunta tayo sa...
Kasi akala ko next Karate Kid si ano?
Gusto ko
Hilary
din yun.
Swan.
Gusto ko din yun. Pero, just simply because gusto ko yung buong Karate Kid series. But, sige, let's go into... Richard and I often discuss this. Yung sinasabi nilang male gaze or female gaze. Ito touch on ko ng konti. Like, kasi, hindi dominant point of view ng pelikula, yung point of view ng babae, di ba? So, actually, trained naman, parang na-program kaming girls to be able to relate dun sa bida regardless kung lalaki siya or babae siya. Like, hindi important sa amin na
kung baga, nakaka-relate kayo kay Luke Skywalker,
yes.
Kay Peter Parker.
Oh, but I think it's both a curse and a privilege, ni privilege, a curse and like a skill we were able to practice na kahit na hindi babae yung bida, sige, okay, tatry ko nang makahanap ng way to
which is weird, di ba? Yung niece ko, sinabi niya, I'm Donatello in the Ninja Turtles. No?
Oh, pero pag yung mga batang lalaki, parang bigla, sobrang laking issue for them.
I'm Blossoms from the Powerpuff Girls.
Diba?
Oo, tama.
Pero sa amin, parang...
Pero narinig ko yun, sabi niya, I'm Donatello. Babae siya.
Kasi nga, mas widely accepted yan, na parang us taking on personas na male is admirable or acceptable or cool. Pero sa mga lalaki, kung sabihin mo na, I feel like I'm Wednesday Addams. Magpapanik yung parents mo, di ba?
Hindi naman. Ako sa Spice Girl, sinasabi ko before, I'm Baby Spice. I'm Emma.
Oh.
I'm Baby Spice.
I-interpret nila na, siya yung type ni Wincy.
Ay, oo nga.
Di ba? Versus, kunwari ako, sobrang idol ko si Daniel.
Pero hindi kayo.
Ko si Daniel. Hindi. Parang feeling ko, I can relate to him. Okay. Ganon. Yun. Like, favorite ko yung mga wax on, wax off, ganyan. Yun. And yung, as in, to see yung dad ko kasi, para siyang guided, ano eh, cinema eh. Na parang, nung pinapanood namin yun,
may
sabi
ano,
niya,
DVD commenta.
Oo, oh, parang, oh, yung first Karate Kid, di ba? Wax on, wax off. Tapos yung, ano yun? Yung bird stance ni, ano? Yung Pelican Daniel ba? San. Basta, may signature move si Daniel na nagpapanalo sa kanya dun sa tournament sa Karate Kid 1. So, sabi ng dad ko, oh, yung formula ng Karate Kid, may, laging may ganyan. Abangan mo yung...
Yung sa to, yung may rattle, di ba? May rattle siya na parang yung iniikot.
Oo. So, parang, nung nakita ko na parang may binigay si Miyagi na, alam mo yung parang drum toy, yung parang rattle, baby rattle siya, pero parang din drums nung arms nung rattle. Sabi ng dad ko, oh, abangan mo kung paano gagamitin yung toy. Paano ituturo yung move sa kanya.
Chekhovian ba yun?
Oo. Kasi doon, parang, nung ano ulit eh.
Chekhovian
nung
rattle. No?
Hindi na siya tournament. Ano na, death match na. Sa isang amphitheater sa Okinawa. Or Hawaii, dressed up as Okinawa.
Na talaga? Hindi
oo,
sa
hindi
Okinawa.
Siya nag-shoot sa Okinawa eh. Parang, tas death match na siya. And then, yung buong audience doon sa festival, lahat sila may rattle. Tapos parang, nilaro nila, parang alam mo yun, nirattle nila sabay-sabay. Tapos nag-gets ni Daniel na, ah, kailangan ko sumuntok like the rattle. Para, kasi wala na ako energy. Tapos malambot na yung muscles ko. So I just have to, gagayain ko na lang yung rattle. Tapos parang, oh, that's the move. Tapos ina-explain na daddy ko, oh, kasi ginagawa niya yan kasi pagod na siya. You know, hindi ka nalang magsistop. Magsiswing ka na lang through and through. Ganun. So parang sobrang fun for me yun. Yun. As in, favorite movie. Tsaka first time ko yata nakita yung Japan from a point of view na nag-i-English yung mga tao.
Kasi like, Hawaii siya.
Hindi, kasi ano siya, Japanese setting siya pero American movie versus noon, di ba? Parang pag Japan, Shider, or like, Maskman.
Na nagtatagalog.
Oo, na-dub, diba? Ganun eh. Da parang, mga building, may malaking robot. Yun yung naiisip ko nun sa Japan. Pero ito, ibang Japan countryside. Parang, okay, wow.
Maganda nga yung setting ng Karate Kid 2.
Oo, it's sobrang, as in, vivid memory. Tapos, pinapractice niya pa dun yung pag-slice ng ice using his hand. Sobrang parang, wow, wow. Yun, anyway. So, what's your second summer movie?
Oh, ito. Technically, not a summer movie.
Oh.
But it takes place during the summer. The first scene is The Last Day of School.
Okay.
Cameron Crowe's Almost Famous.
Oh, summer movie naman.
Summer
yun
movie pala siya, tama. Tama, last day, yung first ano scene is The Last Day of School. Tapos, mag-summer tour yung band.
Yes.
Na Stillwater.
Yes.
So, this, tapos ang naalala, ang vivid memory ko pa rito ay naging summer movie ko siya kasi nag-graduate ako ng high school.
Feeling mo ikaw si ano?
Nag-graduate ako ng 2000.
Oo. So, ikaw si...
Tapos lumabas to, Oscar season.
Oo.
And nanalo siya ng best screenplay, I think. And idol ko rin si Cameron Crowe as a writer nun. Lumabas siya sakto. Graduation time, naalala ko. Meron akong VHS nun.
Feel mo ikaw si William Miller.
Yes, parang kinakausap ako ng movie na to ha, na parang...
Yeah.
And I didn't like my high school.
I totally understand you.
I didn't like my high school. Tapos, the fact ba na crush ko na si Zooey Deschanel. Ate pa siya rin sinabi niya, one day you're gonna be cool.
Yeah.
So sinabi ko, yung... After watching Almost Famous, lahat ng kabaduyan ng high school, makakalimutan ko. Makikinig na ako ng The Who. Ano pa sabi ni Zooey Deschanel? Yan, light a candle. Listen to The Who's Tommy.
Para ano,
light a candle.
Get the record under my
bed.
My bed. Light a candle. And listen to...
To The Who's Tommy.
So, ay, ganda na. Grabe. You know what?
Tapos?
Almost Famous kind of assures you na baduy yung high school eh.
Oo. na, hindi, pero ang ganda school, ng ano, sobrang swerte ako na, ang weird pa, ang memory ko pa noon is I watched it on the last week of my last year in high school.
Uh-huh.
Tapos naalala ko, graduation na namin sa Ateneo noon.
Okay.
Habang nung graduation, ang iniisip ko pa rin, almost famous, na parang, so ko nang umuwi, manonood ulit ako. Parang pangatlong beses ko na.
Ang ganda kasi.
It's one of those movies na rewatchable, again, rewatchable kasi ang gaganda nung quotes.
Yes.
Tapos, pwede mong imem. It's one of those movies that you'd like to memorize the lines of.
And it is like, sort of, well, hindi, coming of age siya. So, for us who, well, you're 4 years older than me. So basically, para magkaiba yung coming of age natin. But I think I've seen Almost Famous after college, which I consider is sort of my coming of age. So
late.
Para siyang Bible, eh, di ba? Of like, oo, how to come of age.
Tsaka swerte kong ano na 2000, I graduated March 2000 from the Ateneo High School.
Uh-huh.
Nag-set siya ng
Nung tone
ko for my college years na I became a writer.
Mm.
I joined bands. Tapos I studied filmmaking pa.
You practically live the movie. So basically
parang naging Cameron Crowe nga. Ayun, so
I love that movie so much.
I love everything about it. The lines na you're a golden god.
I am a golden god.
Ano yun? Parang was this be honest and unmerciful? So this is where the enemy sleeps. Ang daming maganda masyado.
Tsaka yung ano, favorite ko yung sabi ni Lester Banks, ni Philip Seymour Hoffman sa kanya na, yung ito lang yung currency natin kasi uncool tayo.
Oo.
Criticism is our currency.
Ayun, yun yung gusto ko rin. Speaking of Mr. Miyagi.
I love that.
It's one of those movies na may friendship yung matanda at saka yung bata. May mentorship si Lester Banks at si William Miller. Parang ano rin sila eh. Miyagi and ano, yeah. Danielson eh.
Pero over the phone.
Ang ganda kaya.
Oo nga. Favorite, si Lester Banks yung favorite character ko sa Almost Famous.
At saka sorry, yung ano rin pala, medyo related to my previous entry, Stand By Me. Medyo may ganung tone rin na it was the greatest summer of my life. Or parang, it was the summer that changed everything. Pero ito article na sinulat niya sa Rolling Stone. Instead of a letter.
Diba?
Or a narration. Tapos,
just kasi parang siyang wonder child, diba? Like, genius siya kasi nakakas.
Tapos nakaka-relate din ako sa mom ni William Miller.
Si Frances McDormand.
Oh, I love her. Pero,
so good. Ano?
I grew up in a strict household kasi.
So, para ka nga si William Miller.
Yes. Tapos, and si Zooey Deschanel. Na parang, rock and roll was my escape. Music was my escape from a super Catholic, super...
Sinusundo ka.
Oo. Super, ano to, doting mother.
Oo nga, buhay mo nga yung Almost
Famous. I am William Miller. Tapos, alam mo dati yung the way na dahil hindi pa ganun karami yung movies. Tsaka, ang precious nung idea ng movie dahil walang Netflix, walang torrents.
Yes, yes.
Yung isa sa buhay mo talaga yung movie. And the movie really speaks to you.
Yeah. At papaulit-ulitin mo. Oh. It feels good each and every time. Ang ganda pa ng songs. Tapos, ang ganda pa ni Kate Hudson as ang magical niya doon, no? Sobrang perfect casting yung Penny Lane.
Tapos, very summer, naalala ko, ang summer nung feeling na yung nasa bus sila. Tapos, may streaks of sunlight na lumalabas dun sa bintana.
Tsaka
tapos,
kasi yung color palette, di ba, 1970s. So, very summer.
Very orange.
Talaga. Orange.
Hold me closer, tiny dancer.
Yes.
Okay, what's yours?
Ano pa bang pero ang favorite kong scene sa Penny Lane, ay sa Penny Lane, sa Almost Famous pa rin yun eh.
My Sharia.
Yes.
That's a great scene.
Iconic scene.
Tapos yung the way Cameron Crowe showed na nag-OD si Penny Lane is yung paa niya, di ba?
Yeah.
Sumasayaw sila tapos hindi na siya naka... Hindi na siya nakatayo. Parang nakagano na yung paa niya. Ang galing!
Ganaganda.
Actually, isa pa. I haven't seen it in years. I haven't seen it in
years.
I think it really aged well.
We should
nag-age well
it.
Siya. Oh, no?
I think so. Kasi critique din siya sa groupie culture, sa rock stars.
And it aged well kasi it wasn't of its time eh. Lumaba siya ng 2000 tapos 70s yung setting.
And ano eh.
So nanguyana ni Cameron Crowe yung experiences niya.
Tsaka hindi glamorize yung rock stars, diba? In fact, opposite.
Oo.
Diba?
Tapos last year, there was a Broadway musical na Almost Famous.
Yes.
I heard some of the songs. They're pretty good.
Maganda ba?
And I heard it's one of the best Broadway musicals.
Sana mapanood natin.
I have yet to listen to the whole album. I listened to 3 songs. Ang ganda nga. Cameron Crowe din.
Wow. Yung asawa ni Melissa Benoist, si ano dun eh? Si
Billy
Russell.
Crudup.
Si Russell Hammond.
Russell Hammond. Na-crush mo, di ba?
Si Christopher Wood, yung asawa ni...
Si Billy Crudup
yung gusto
crush
ko. Pero ang ganda, ang gusto ko din yung ending nun, na hinatid...
Wait, how did it end?
Parang,
this is where my enemy sleeps, di ba?
Parang niloko, tinawagan ni Penny Lane sila dalawa, si William Miller, tsaka si Russell, na parang tricking them that she will meet them, but she made them meet. Tapos in-interview. Kasi di ba parang hindi ma-interview ni William
Miller.
Nga, no? So tinulungan siya ni Penny Lane na. Oh, ayan
na. Nagkaroon
na.
Ng...
Oh, gada-gada.
Na hindi pala mababaw na groupie si Penny Lane at hindi niya lang pinagtripan si William Miller. Kasi gumawa siya ng banana. Akupal siya sa'yo. O sige, bibigyan ko siya.
Oh.
Ipapa-interview kita.
Meron namang may
redeeming value.
May character development si Penny Lane doon. Yan. Is it my turn? My second favorite summer movie ay Charlie's Angels 2000.
One or two? Full Throttle or one?
One. Then I have the VCD. Sobrang idol ko si Drew Barrymore noon. Tapos, as in, napanood ko yung music video ng OST niya, yung Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel ni Kisumasi o si Cameron Diaz ng nakapanti. I remember ginagaya ko siya sa harap ng TV. Ganon.
Na nakapanti?
Oo.
Buti hindi ka nakita ng mga kapatid mo.
Lalo sila paki. Pero yun, as in, favorite movie ko yan. Nung high school
actually, very
ako.
Summer, ano nga yung
yes,
Charlie's
lahat
Angels.
Ng vignettes, lahat ng scenes nung para siyang isang mahabang music video na summer. Diba? Parang...
Yeah, kasi diba yung mga imagery ng Charlie's Angels?
Summer.
Nasa boat sila. Yeah,
nag-jet ski.
Nasa beach sila. Nagva-volleyball.
Or nag-race sila sa track. Tapos, ang bababa nung neckline nila. Or parang nagmomotor. Basta lahat summer. So, sobrang favorite ko yung Charlie's Angels. And... I'm so happy that my generation, like the millennial, we have the millennial Charlie's Angels.
Versus yung sila Farrah Fawcett nung 70s, diba?
Ne, meron. Kumbaga, that's our parents. And we have our own. But
parents
kasi
mo, hindi parents.
Yung younger generation, parang kailang yung
Charlie's
Angels. Yung
younger generation is yung Charlie's Angels sa si Kristen Stewart.
Medyo flop, hey, diba?
Elizabeth Banks directed.
Medyo flop kasi siya.
Hindi nga maganda.
It wasn't as cool or as sexy or as punchy as the 2000s. Like, favorite ko yung... As in, memorized ko yung movie na yun.
Sam Rockwell pa yan,
diba? The VCD.
Diba?
Yes. Favorite ko yung, Barracuda. As in, meron akong OST ng Charlie's Angels. Like,
was it a good soundtrack?
Yes. True Spandau Ballet. Favorite ko. As in, like, it was the perfect experience of OST too. Because, alam mo yung pag pinatugtog mo yung OST, naalala mo yung scene.
Mm.
Yun. As in, like, memorize ko yung movie na yan. Like, gusto ko yung mga disguise nila. Yung masungit na teacher si Lucy Liu. Kasi nag-pretend, may mga...
Di ba naging madre din sila?
Oo. Ang favorite kong...
Wait, pero sorry.
Disguise sila doon.
Speaking of, ito, I wanna ask lang.
Oo.
bakit sa mga spy movies na babae yung bida?
Oh.
Bakit ang palaging may sequence na may mga madre? Is it because, is it a statement on ano, femininity?
I think kasi madre yung pinaka-unassuming, di ba? Hindi mo sila papatayin.
At saka magtatrady ka magtago ng weapons.
Oo, tapos di ka nila papatayin naman siguro, di ba? Like, it's the most convenient disguise.
Pero kung gamitin ng, let's say, di ba there was a Jerry Halliwell video na nag-madre din siya?
Oo.
At si Madonna rin.
Yeah.
Kung gamitin naman yung imagery ng madre ng isang sexually forward na singer or actress, biglang nagkaroon ng tension.
Interesting din.
Interesting.
Diba? Yeah. Interesting kasi imagery
ng... Isipin mo si Miley Cyrus sa may music video tapos naka-costume siya na madre. Parang, wow!
Diba?
I gets.
I mean, maganda imagery, useful din siya. Like,
saka dun sa Charlie's Angels nga na parang sexually forward silang tatlo. Spy
yes,
sila eh, di ba?
Yes.
How can you be a spy if you're not sexually forward?
Yes.
Tapos nag-madre costume yes. sila,
di ba? Tapos favorite ko, si Bill Murray, si Boss Lee. Tapos, si Tim Curry yung kalaban. Pati si ano, sino yung tatay sa Back to the Future? Siya
a
yung
spin
creepy.
Glover.
Siya yung creepy thin man. Tapos, sobrang fun ng fight scenes na pag tinignan mo, like, oh, impossible, physically impossible sila. But it was just so fun. It was so theatrical and over the top. Tapos, ang hot ni Drew Barrymore. As in, favorite. As in, like, I remember specifically buying a blue gradient aviator sunglasses. Simply because may ganun si Drew Barrymore. As in, I felt like I was Drew Barrymore that time when I was in high school. Like, feeling ko, ah, siya yung avatar ko, si Dylan.
Wait, saan mo napanood to sa
may
movie?
May VCD
house?
Ako.
VCD.
As in, laking MTV ako. So, I've seen the Destiny's Child music video muna na Independent Women. Tapos, nakita ko yung Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel. Hindi ako kayang dalhin ng parents ko nun sa sinihan. So, hinintay ko siya sa DVD. Hinintay ko siya sa VCD. And then yun. I remember, pinag-ipunan ko yun ng baon ko nung high school. Tapos, binili ko siya sa National Bookstore.
VCD na dalawa yung discs.
Yes. Yes. Favorite ko talaga yung Charlie's Angels. Yan.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tapos,
bakit?
Women empowerment eh.
Ah.
Like, ang cool nila lahat eh. Cool sila. Tapos,
pero napansin ko rin,
ano?
It was of its time, di ba? Parang
yes,
lumabas
so,
siya 2000s.
Capsule
siya. 2000
siya
lumabas
siya.
Actually, year 2000, naalala ko. Parang lahat ng, everything about the 2000s was
it's,
there.
Yes. 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 Tsaka cohesive. Tapos, it's not the cringy 2000s eh. It was the cool, edgy 2000s eh. Tapos, pinakita pa dun, di ba, parang how, kind of, parang sila mga savant eh. Di ba? Na ang gagaling nilang spy, pero medyo mga tanga silang babae. Like, si Lucy Liu, di magaling magluto. Si Cameron Diaz, ang galing-galing niyang spy, pero di siya marunong mag-flirt. Sobrang yung shy kay Luke Wilson. To si Drew Barrymore din, parang, tatanga-tanga siya with Sam Rockwell. Yung, ang ganda eh. Ang ganda
pero hindi ba automatically kung spy ka parang...
Savant?
Oo, kasi di ba parang galing pa sila sa spy school. So, hindi normal yung social ano nila.
Yun nga.
Upbringing nila.
So, sobra ako interested dun sa idea na ganun. Na parang mga babae sila na spy. Tapos ang gaganda nila. And they're,
pero savant.
There were disguises. Tapos cute sila. Hindi siya seryoso eh, di ba? May cute factor yung mga characterization nila. Tapos, medyo pulpul pa si Boss Lee, di ba? May favorite scene ako doon na parang, di ba, ano, dinukot nila si Bill Murray. Tapos nag-carve siya ng gun doon sa soap bar. Sobrang tawang-tawa ako sa idea na yun.
Tsaka yung parang may microphone siya sa ngipin.
Oo.
Tatawa ko rin yung inumukha niya yung bibig niya.
Oo.
Galing ni Bill Murray.
Galing-galing. Great, great Boss Lee. I was so sad na hindi siya yung nag-Boss Lee. No?
Bernie Mac na yung sa second.
Medyo corny. Actually, corny yung Full Throttle.
I like Full Throttle a lot.
I didn't like it. Mas gusto ko yung one. Yun. That's my second summer movie. What's your third?
My third summer movie.
Yeah.
Ito, my summer sa title.
Hmm.
I Still Know What You Did Last Summer.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yes, Jennifer Love Hewitt. It's an awful movie.
Oh.
Awful, awful movie.
Oh.
Even until now.
But,
pinanood ko siya nung summer.
Oh.
Nung high school ako. And it was my sexual awakening.
To Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yes. Because meron siyang isang scene.
Oh.
Na nagtanggal siya ng damit niya.
Oh.
Dahil pupunta siya sa, hihiga siya sa tanning machine. Tapos yung killer,
papatayin siya doon.
Tinali yung ano, tinali yung lock nung
no.
Tanning machine.
Oh my God.
Tapos tinaas yung settings nung heat. Tapos sigaw siya ng sigaw na nahaba siya na doon sa tanning machine. I mean, it's a bad movie. Pero because of that one scene, parang as in sa theater noon, parang, what am I feeling in my body?
Oh. Sa theater, what did you feel in your body in the theater?
Again, this is one of those ever grotesque movies again. Oh. Kasama ko lang yung driver namin. Pinasama ko ng, pumayag yung mom ko na, sige, gusto mo na ng movie, magpasama ka sa driver. Tapos kasama ko lang yung driver namin sa loob.
So ano? Ano nangyari sa movie theater?
Secret. Loko lang. Hindi naman. Grabe naman.
Wala. Wala namang ano. Physical na ano.
Physical sa katawan ko, yes.
Okay.
I've waited until sa bahay.
Okay.
Ayan. So,
sakit nun ah.
Sakit talaga.
Okay.
Eh, wala pa namang ano nun eh.
Ano? Tsaka kasama may driver ka kaya. Ilan taong ka nun?
Third year high school.
You were pretty old.
17, 16?
Oo, okay lang.
Thereabout.
Hmm.
Pero ang gusto ko sa kanya, it's set in the Bahamas. Nanalo sila ng raffle ni Brandy.
Okay.
Tapos, medyo parang Scooby-Doo. Huhulaan mo kung sino yung killer.
Okay, whodunit.
Whodunit, oo. Tapos nandun si Jack Black.
Alam mo, as in, hindi ako familiar sa... No, I'm not familiar with the franchise. Oh. Kasi,
mas Scream ka.
Hindi din ako familiar sa Scream. As a padiff, i-guess mo ako ano yung slasher movie na favorite namin ni Viva, nung best friend ko.
House of Wax.
We like that.
Urban Legend.
Yes.
Yun?
Yun. Yun ang favorite na.
Joshua Jackson.
Oh.
Pero yun, anyway. It's a bad movie but that I still watch from time to time simply because
ano?
Jennifer Love Hewitt
in
her underwear.
Summer movie nga.
Bra and ano, panty.
Hot ni Jennifer Love Hewitt.
And my young mind was, kumbaga yun na yung ano ko, kung yung mga Gen X, kung mga pinsan at
siya
mga
yung Phoebe Cates.
Yung Phoebe Cates going out of the swimming pool in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Na, yeah, sexy. I saw it. I've seen that clip. I've seen that.
Ganda din eh.
Ang ganda
pero
talaga.
Grabe, as in,
hindi, pero yun kasi,
nag-trauma ako dun sa scene na yun.
Nagtanggal talaga ng ano si Phoebe Cates. Oh. As in, pinakita niya talaga yung boobs. Oh. Ito, skimpy bikini.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sorry, skimpy underwear, pero walang ano. Leave it to the imagination.
Yeah. Eh di ano yun, mas potent pa yun.
So just a simple synopsis of the I Know What You Did Last Summer franchise.
Uh-huh. Kasi for my benefit.
Oh, hindi
I
ka familiar
know.
Eh.
Okay.
Four friends. Lasing sila.
Uh-huh.
May nabangga sila.
Okay.
Tapos, yung tatay ng isa sa kanila, parang tatakbo yata for office.
Okay.
So, politician. Kung mayari yun, parang baka masira pa yung pangalan ng dad niya.
Okay.
Tinulak nila yung nabangga nila sa cliff.
Ay! Oh.
Tapos sabi nila, kalimutan na lang natin to. Let's protect our ano secret.
Oh.
Wala magsasabi. Until, hinunting sila isa-isa.
Pinapakita ko sino yung nag-hunt.
Yun yung naka-ano siya. Yung costume niya is parang naka-fisherman's raincoat. Tapos may hook siya. Hindi knife, hook. Oh. Kasi coastal town din yung setting.
Interesting.
I think one of those, I think Rhode Island.
Interesting.
Ano siya, parang hindi siya west coast, east coast beach town.
Parang ano?
So parang, Rhode Island yun.
Oh, pero so po parang New Yorkers sila ganun?
Hindi. East coast pero hindi New York.
Like upstate. Para Stephen King.
Hindi Florida. Kasi west yun pero sa baba. Hindi
parang
siya,
mga New England.
Parang rocky coasts. Rugged coasts. Tapos I think yung source material niya is a novel from the 70s. Paperbacks
okay.
From Hell siya actually. Tapos,
ganda.
Oh, ginawa siyang yung lumabas na yung Scream ni Wes Craven. Ito yung sumunod na franchise.
It went crazy after Scream. Diba?
Oo, marami ng copycats after Scream. After Scream, ang dami ng copycats. I Know What You Did Last Summer was the first copycat. Uh-huh. Tapos dito kinuha na nila si Buffy, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Freddie Prinze Jr.
Four?
Sila yung mga ano, barkada.
Ah!
Basically, kinuha si Jennifer Love Hewitt from Party of Five.
Oh,
Tapos si Sarah Michelle Gellar from
okay.
Buffy.
Okay.
Pero
so,
yung
ano siya, big names, but
hindi
like
pa.
teen stars.
Oh, pero hindi siya ano, big budget movie.
Kumbaga ano 'yan, kung ngayon 'yan parang yung mga bida sa Riverdale.
CW.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Ayan.
Ako favorite ko noon urban legend eh. Yeah.
Later na 'yon.
Yan,
ano?
Sina Joshua Jackson.
Uh-oh.
Kasi favorite namin panoorin 'yan. Nung paulit-ulit, like what the hell.
Pero iyan na rin yung nawalang genre ngayon na from
slasher.
The 90s. Slasher na teens.
Na fun. Kasi, alam mo, yung horror ngayon, sobrang seryoso.
Yung horror ngayon, hindi na masaya.
Artsy.
Yung elevated horror.
Oo,
not a fan, actually.
I miss the summer kind of horror.
Kasi tama yung ano, yung sinabi mo sa akin, yung insight mo about elevated horror.
Oo.
Pupunta ako sa cinema. Nagbayad ako ng ticket.
Okay.
Tinakot mo na ako. Tapos, na-depress pa ako.
Oh, so mag-iisip pa ako pag-uwi.
Ang sama ng feeling na yun, di ba?
Yung
natakot ka na na-depress ka pa.
Oo.
Kaya hindi ako fan ng Hereditary eh. Hindi
favorite
ako fan
ko talaga, sabi ni RJ, nagkakwentuhan, side kwento lang. Like, ano yung favorite horror movies nyo? Yung isang office mate ko, si RG, sabi niya, ano nga yung bago yung Humanitarian? Sabi ko, Hereditary kasi. Sobrang opposite na Humanitarian yung Hereditary. Pero ang funny lang na sounds like. Anyway. Di ba yun? Parang, it's so sad. Even like, what's the Justin Long one?
Barbarian.
Oh, pero why does everything need to feel bad? Diba? Yeah. Horror na nga eh. Horror na. Okay. I miss the fun horror.
Although feeling ko, ang wala nang movies na ganito, ang nagpumalit sa kanya yung mga Netflix series na dark.
Yeah.
Wednesday, Riverdale.
Yeah. Pero
ano yung kay Gillian Jacobs? Fear Street.
Ano, meron pa rin naman pala. Pero Netflix.
Ano na? Series na. Hindi na movie.
Series siya. Kaya tayo nag-have fun sa Malyari.
Oo.
Kasi medyo may pagka-summer horror.
Campy
siya eh. Anyway
yan. What's yours?
So, my last summer film is Before Sunrise. For me,
set in the summer.
Ish, yes.
Oh, no.
Tapos ito, set in the European summer. Sobrang, as in, for me, it's the ultimate escape movie.
This is the second
movie.
One.
This is the first one.
The first one. So sunset, sunrise.
Mali. Sunrise.
After midnight.
Sunrise, sunset, midnight.
Midnight.
Yeah. So before sunrise is like my ultimate summer movie. Because it's like a European summer fling. Diba? It was so simple. It was so fantasy siya eh, diba? Pero sinong hindi nakapanood?
This was set in Italy also.
No. Ano ka ba?
Saan?
Sinamahan mo to tour Vienna, around Vienna, sa mga locations na sinutan nila. And I think...
Flex ka pa ng travel?
Bakit?
Wala. That's like, that's what I call a travel flex. What bakit? Ay, oo nga, pumunta tayong Vienna, yung mga ganyang hirit.
Ano ka ba? Pinag-ipunan natin yun eh.
Still mayabang.
Kahit anyway. Na, pinag-ipunan natin siya. And that liking or loving Before Sunrise actually
made you actually want to go to Vienna and visit the location.
And made Vienna memorable for me, our trip to Vienna. Anyway.
Yeah, go.
Yun. So, for me, it's the ultimate escapist kilig summer movie. Kasi isipin mo yung panood ko to after college eh. Isipin mo na lang, like, feeling mo halos yung edad mo sila, di ba? Halos yung edad mo nun sina Ethan Hawke, like, fresh out of college. Alam mo yung parang nakuha mo yung graduation money mo, tapos you spend it in a European trip. So parang, imagine mo, nag-meet sila sa train. They started the whole trope. Yan, nag-meet sa some obscure, medyo murang European country sa train. Tapos, they just spent one whole day together. Got to know each other for one day. Just, you know, hindi na, like, maghiwalay na sila, di ba? And for me, that whole movie sort of innovated the rom-com genre that we know. Like yung mga ginawa ni Tonet. Ni Stenart ni Tonet yan. And the rest is, you know, almost patterned against Before Sunrise. Kasi, ano siya eh.
In real time kasi.
In real time. Tapos production value mataas. Pero,
low budget.
It's not as low budget siya. Kasi, basically, ishoot, sulat ka ng magandang script, punta kayo ng, I don't know, lean skeleton.
Tapos may skeleton ano pa yan, crew. Ano? May, what's this? May
tax break.
Tax break sa travel tourism board, no?
Oh, you just need two actors to talk. Diba? As in, pero sobra siyang, ano, fantasy. Fantasy siya. And,
natama because of that na nagkaroon na ng Before Sunrise in Baguio, Before Sunset in ano in
lahat ng pitch ano
Batanes,
ano,
lahat na lang ganun.
Ano po yung pelikula po namin Before Sunrise pero set in Sagada.
Oh,
ganon.
Tama.
Or Before Sunrise
set in
pero
Ilocos.
Set in Ilocos.
Tama.
Before Sunrise pero set in St. Gallen, Charing.
Hindi kasi may ano rin siya, may element rin siya kasi ng travel, tsaka tourism.
Tourism. And, yung napaka-corning, ano, and you have your third character.
The city.
The city. Yuck. Hate ko yung expression na yun. I think, like, cringe talaga pag nakabasa ako ng film criticism na, ano. But let's not forget the third character in the movie.
The city.
The city. The fuck. Parang ko, okay, get it.
Bakit?
Ang corny eh. Ang corny. Like,
pa-clever.
I think you can just use it once.
Get someone.
Gets. Diba? Parang, talaga, lahat na lang. Lahat na lang.
Pero tama, it's also an economical decision from the filmmakers.
Yes.
Because, yung ano nga, yung tax breaks from the tourism board nun.
Yes.
Tsaka kung dalawa lang nga yung ano, dalawa lang yung actors, walang musical number, walang ano, walang malupit na shot na drone. Papayag ka talaga. Free just, advertising yun for your city.
Just siguro ako, ishoot mo yun ilang araw. Like, fine. Kung like, parang
12 days tapos.
Kasi real time daw.
8 days tapos yun.
Oo, di ba? Punta lang kayo for a week dun sa lugar na yun.
Tapos mas madali na ngayon, ang liliit na ng camera.
Yes. Diba?
Pwede mong i-girilla yung ibang scenes nun. Ano?
Yep. I don't know lang, paano yung sound nun? May mic sila?
Or...
May boom?
May boom, may lapel. Tapos, may ADR din yun. Kung kunwari, nasa tabi sila ng tambucho or ng, ano, ng boat.
Oo.
Ini-ADR na yun.
So yun. At diba, parang, for me, memorable yung Before Sunrise. Not just because the movie itself. Like, maganda yung moments. Nakakilig
maganda
si Ethan Hawke.
Maganda yung script, actually.
Maganda yung script.
Ang galing ni Julie Delpy.
Yes. Yes. And, honestly, the trilogy sort of grew with me. Kasi talaga, halos
yung... Rank it.
Ay, ang hirap dahil.
Ako 2-3-1 eh.
Alam mo, ang hirap niya. I think iba-iba, kung nasa iba-ibang phase ng life ko, iba-iba yung ranking ko. Pero for me, pinaka-classic yung 1. So, ano
ako 2 yung favorite ko.
1, 3, and 2 ako.
1, 3, 2.
Simply because nakakornihan ako dun sa end nung 2. Yung you're gonna miss your flight.
Ah.
Pero, tsaka, pinanood ko yung 2 when I turned 30. Kasi diba 30 years old na sila. Technically, Before Sunrise, 20-year-old yung characters. Mm. Pinanood ko yun when I was like 21, 22. Tapos, yung Before Sunrise, 30 sila. So, pinanood ko nung 30 ako. Nawawainihan ako sa kanila eh. Like, sobrang neurotic for my taste. Kaya siguro, it ranks low. Pero favorite ko yung Midnight. Ang ganda-ganda. Ang ganda-ganda nung Midnight. As in, iba din, di ba? 40 na sila nun.
May anak na sila.
Baka pag nag-40 ako, panoorin ko, baka umiyak ako. Yun. So, ang ganda nung Before Sunrise kasi ano talaga siya? Innovative, iconic. Tsaka ano, parang anyone, do you know someone who hates it?
Wala.
Some may not too super duper love it, pero parang, ano talaga siya eh? Groundbreaking siya eh.
Ayun. I love it. I love that movie.
So, ikaw, 2, 3, 1. Okay. So, least favorite mo yung first?
Hindi.
Yung Vienna.
Maganda pa rin. I mean, ayoko nga i-rank eh, pero ganun.
Ikaw rin pa-rank eh.
Hindi, sa favorites lang. Pero walang pangit. Gets mo? 2, 3, 1, pero walang pangit talaga.
Nung sunerte akong ma-send sa Canon, nag-side trip ako sa Paris. Tapos yun yung isang day ko. Like, kinunan ko ng pictures yung mga, kung saan sila nag-shoot. And alam mo na ano, parang either tourism tax break or guerrilla.
Actually, kasi pumunta tayo sa Vienna. Di ba may pinuntan kang record store tapos may sign doon na.
Dito yung, here's the
the scene was shot here.
Yeah. Tapos sabi ng record store owner, for some reason daw, ang daming Asians na pumupunta doon. Parang big on Asia yung Before Sunrise.
I think sa Japan, medyo big in Japan siya yung movie na to eh.
Oh. It has kasi, a little Japanese sensibility.
Yung ano niya is not very Western, ano, yung storytelling ni Richard Linklater.
Oh, parang very Japanese actually.
Na feeling ko, past lives also took a cue from
oo naman. Parang, ano no, pinas ng pass the torch. The Before series sort of
tsaka this, gusto ko yung
generations Before series is, I think, past lives.
Tsaka gusto ko yung format na usap lang eh.
Pero hindi nakakainis. Kasi may mga mumblecore na romantic movie na nakakaasara. Na parang, sorry, especially yung mga hugot. Yung mga favorite mo. Ano?
Tigilan mo na si Bella.
Hindi, pero parang...
Tigilan mo na si Bella, my love.
Girl, it wasn't natin. It wasn't natin.
Wag. Ano? Take care of Bella.
Evolve na natin. Best. Anyway,
so yun, Pod Pals, those are our summer movies.
Kayo, ano yung...
Ano yung sa inyo we'd like to hear from you dahil summer na.
Anyway, let's go to...
Pod Pal Answering Machine.
Actually, nagtataka ako sa Pod Pals. Like, medyo na-miss ko yung reactions nila dito sa last episode natin, yung diskarte o diploma. As in, parang hindi sila masyado nagre-react dun sa ano natin, Facebook. Diba? Sa Facebook group. But, surprisingly, sa ano natin?
Sa Spotify
natin, ang dami. May can apat. Yeah. I'll read.
Read all four.
O, sige. Gusto mo magsalitan tayo?
Yeah.
No. O, sige, ako na lang. So, the first one is from Aika Velasco, 46. Sabi niya, not a question, but I'm gonna be real with this. Kung narinig ko tong episode nung college ako, first half of the episode, baka nagpanik ako at mag-self-doubt. But as the episode progressed, I was like, nag-fist siya into the air na emoji. I think nakakaba naman yung first part ng episode natin. Kasi parang, we were bakit? Really, titira natin yung ano eh, diploma yung,
ay,
parang oh, almost nag-agree tayo dito sa mga scammers eh, di ba? And, alam mo, nung ginawa natin yung episode, as in like, ano siya, as in, ang dami ko na namang content nila, na medyo similar pala yung sinabi natin eh, parang, the, yung school ay ginawa for, to make you employees sa industrial setup, ganyan, ganyan. Tapos, na, as in, they quote, not, they don't quote us, but they also
they have the
use,
same thoughts.
Yeah, we have, so parang, oh nga, feeling ko kinabahan ng slight yung PodPals. Okay, ito, next. Sabi ni Mr. Black, hi, good evening po. Matagal na po akong naghintay na ma-open ang topic na ito.
Uy.
Minsan nga gusto ko na i-suggest yung topic kakahintay.
Why not? Why not?
Hindi, yun, I mean, nagawa na nga natin.
I mean, to all the PodPals listening,
ano?
If you're dying to hear a subject that...
Yeah, just let us know.
Yeah, just let us know.
Next, sabi ni Kyle, thank you for this episode. Gusto ko yung part na diniscuss how we define success by wealth and growth. Yeah. Tapos, yung last, ito si Sky Chris Ford, madalas to nagko-comment.
Thank you, Sky Chris Ford.
Sabi niya, galing nung Mentos reference. Nice episode. Yun.
Nalala nila yung Mentos.
Ayun. Thank you, PodPals, for listening to us.
Pasensya na kay sa boses ni CJ. See you again in
thank
the next
you.
One.
Bye.
So that's it. Hope you enjoyed our podcast.
If you like our podcast, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or basically anywhere you get your podcasts.
And join our private Facebook group and extend the conversation. Just search Telebabad Tapes.
Same Telebabad time?
Same Telebabad channel.
Bye!
This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more info on the shows and the network, visit podcastnetwork.asia.
And PodMachine, the simplest way to grow and edit your podcast. Sign up now to podmachine.com and try it for free. To get one free episode credit upon subscribing, use our code TELEBABAD.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.